Words of encouragement to workers in the home missionary field. Open doors for service. In the service of God, there is work of many kinds to be performed. In the service of the temple, there were hewers of wood, as well as priests of various orders bearing the various degrees of responsibility. Our church members are to arise and shine because their light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. Let those who know the truth arouse out of sleep and make every effort to reach the people where they are. The work of the Lord must no longer be neglected by us and made secondary to worldly interests. We have no time to be idle or discouraged. The gospel is to be proclaimed to all the world. The publications containing the light of present truth are to go forth to all places. Canvassing campaigns are to be organized for the sale of our literature, that the world may be enlightened as to what is just before us. In many states, there are settlements of industrious, well-to-do farmers who have never heard of the truth for this time. Such places should be worked. Let our lay members take up this line of service. By lending or selling books, by distributing papers, and by holding Bible readings, our lay members could do much in their own neighborhoods. Filled with love for souls, they could proclaim the message of present truth with such power that many would be converted. Let us remember that it is as important to carry the message to those in the home field who have not heard the truth as it is to go as missionaries to foreign countries. There is abundant work for all who know the truth. Approach the people in a persuasive, kindly manner, with hearts filled with cheerfulness and Christ-like love. The Savior is ever near, with grace and power to enable you to present the gospel of salvation, which will bring souls out of the darkness of unbelief into His marvelous light. Reach out after those who are ready to perish. Call their attention to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I wish that all our people could see the many doors that are open before them. Beside all waters, we are to sow the seeds of truth. Oh, how my soul is drawn out for sinners, that they may be won to Christ. If those who have received the truth would exercise a living faith in Christ, if they would realize that they are to be His workers, wholly consecrated to His service, what a work might be done! When God's people surrender themselves unreservedly to Christ, they will use every power of mind and body to His name's glory, and His work will make rapid advancement. 1,000 times more work for God might be accomplished if all His children would fully consecrate themselves to Him, using their talents aright. If they would improve every opportunity for doing good, doors for service would be opened before them. They would be called to bear greater responsibilities. Let all ask of God, and they will receive wisdom to carry on His work under the ministration of the Holy Spirit. As they receive God's blessing, they will rejoice in the work. Every one of us can do something if we will only take the position that God would have us take. My brethren, every move that you make to enlighten others brings you nearer into harmony with the God of heaven. If you sit down and fold your hands, saying, "I can barely support my family," you will never do anything. But if you say, "I will do something for the truth. I will see it advance. I will do what I can," God will open ways so that you can do something. You should invest in the cause of truth so that you will feel that you are a part of it. I appeal to our church members to use for God the powers that He has given them. Wherever there is true conversion, there is a reformation, a consecration to God. Everyone who, with genuine faith, believes in Christ enters into His service. Our faith must now be a faith that is constantly increasing. God's people are no longer to sit at their ease, waiting for an opening, when it is their duty to make an opening and then go to work. God calls upon his people to act like living men and not be indolent, sluggish, and indifferent. We must carry the publications to the people and urge them to accept, showing them that they will receive much more than their money's worth. Exalt the value of the books you offer. You cannot regard them too highly. My soul was agonized as I saw the indifference of our people who make so high a profession. The blood of souls will be on the garments of very many who now feel at ease and irresponsible for souls that are perishing around them for want of light and knowledge. They have come in contact with them, but never warned them, never prayed with or for them, and never made earnest efforts to present the truth to them. There has been a wonderful negligence on this point.
Whatever your work, dear brethren and sisters, do it for the Master and do your best. Do not overlook present golden opportunities and let your life prove a failure while you sit idly dreaming of ease and success in a work for which God has not fitted you. Do the work that is nearest. God requires personal service at the hands of everyone to whom he entrusts his truth. Not one is excused. Some may feel that if they give of their substance, they are excused from personal efforts. But God forbid that they should deceive themselves in this. Gifts of means do not fully meet the requirement of God, for the duty is but half done. He will accept nothing short of yourselves. You must work to save souls. You may not be called to go to foreign missions, but you may be missionaries at home, in your own families, and in your neighborhoods.